in tzitzis. From the laws are smuchim. The Torah nine share smuchim. The olam asuri ve'emes yosher. We have an aslata the idea of smuchim from the pasuk Tehillim. Gemar of sheishem relazim mishem relazim nazari. An example of smuchim. Minayim liyivam shenaf mimukashchin she'in chos nosach nemel osak mishor v'disho. Samach like yeshu acham yachav. And that's where we left off last man. Va'amar of Yosef afilam adol dar smuchim bi'alma b'mishne Torah darish. And even though, so we shouldn't ask, isn't it machlokas, whether we darsh smuchin or not, and we don't want to have maskana that's shunning the machlokas here. No, even though Nomer doesn't darshan smuchin in most of the Chumash, admits you darshan smuchin in Sefer Devarim, and these psukim of Tzklai and Bitzitzis are in Sefer Devarim. The Harab Yehuda, bi'alma lo darsh, mishnah Torah darsh, of alma, now they explain, bi'alma no lo darsh, tani, benazi, omer nemer machashefa. Lo sechaye v'nemar kol shochin v'heima mos yumas sovgini lo mashochin v'heima b'skila machsheifa b'skila. So you know that you get skila for kishav because the smuchin to mishka v'heima. Amarli Yehuda, Yehuda denies smuchin usually. V'chim v'nei samchu inyin lo dotzi zel skila. Right, he's giving a general statement. Just because of smicha, we can invent a new halacha here. Just because of smuchin, we can invent a new halacha here. Ella, he ends up agreeing for a different reason. Ovi yidonu michlam achashvinu hoi v'loma yotzu lahakish lahem v'loma l'cham ha'ovi yidonu miskila af machsheifa b'skila. He uses the rule that, right, anything that's in a cloud and it's yotzu v'chal lamed l'lamed l'achma yotzu el lamed l'chal kulo yotzu ovi yidonu are types of kishuf and it's before shen l'chumish that you're chayiv skila, so to all kishuf is chayiv skila. Ovi mishan Torah, I mean, no one darsh, but we still know that even he admits that mishan Torah you darsh in smuchin. The Tna no se adam anusas avim futas aviv anusas benom futas beno, right? You're allowed to marry any woman who your father or your son slept with as long as they didn't marry them. Rabbi Yehuda oser anusas avim futas aviv. Rama of Gidol, right? That's a big chumra of Rabbi Yehuda. Rama of Gidol, Rama my time to Yehuda. It's simple. Yikach is eish aviv lo yigal kanaf aviv kanaf shara aviv lo yigale. That he darshins lo yigal knaf aviv means any knaf that your father saw, any woman who your father was intimate with, is called knaf aviv. And how does Rabbi Yehuda know that doesn't only mean through matrimony, it even means ba'ones? Because of smuchin, it's smuchin to the parsha of ones, the regular dinim of ones, of losiel isha and paying the knas, so we see the knaf aviv is even be'ones. So that's how we know that everyone does mishnah Torah for abanan. Iyav v'samach leh could amar hashad lo samach leh. V'shemesh yavim comes with davar. Either abanan should kavachomer if they darsh the smuchin and the other chomoshin should kavachomer darsh the smuchin here. It's mishnah Torah. No, they have a different problem because it says lo yikach eish aviv in the middle. That's mafsik the smuchin. They hold that even half a pasuk is mafsik smuchin. And therefore, knaf aviv must be referring to something else. It can't really be referring to your father's wife, because that's lo yikach adam's eishes aviv. So it must be referring to your father's shemes yavam, the lav or lav b'shnei lavim. And to violate actually means more than one lav, besides the fact that she's your uncle's wife, if she's your father's shemes yavam, besides the fact that she's a shemes yavam, you also violate a lav of lo yigale knaf aviv. Uv mishan Torah ma'itam d'darish. And why do we darshan, at least in Mishnah Torah, Ibaisem Mishnah Much, Ibaisem Misham de Mufne? And why does Rabbi Yehuda darshan this? Either because it's Muchach or because it's Mufne. Muchach meaning it's in a place where it doesn't belong. So it's, since it's a place where it doesn't belong, that proves we have to make a drasha. Or Mufne, it didn't need to be written at all. It's totally extra, so we need to make a drasha. Ibaisem Misham de Muchach, Tinghin Lichtver Echman Gabi Reis. Either because it's Muchach, because well, I'd say it is a little strange that no parts could say lo yichach adam is eish aviv lo yigal knaf aviv. It should have been by the Arayos in Achrimos Kedoshim. So therefore, it is muchach. V'yuaisem mishum the mufni dim kein lechamar lo yichach eish aviv lo yigal knaf aviv lamali. At least that's what we understand is shema mina alaf nuyik. Okay, it's mufne because it's totally extra. Because why do you need to write lo yigal knaf aviv at all? Right? He doesn't. Tosfos deals with this. He doesn't think like adding an extra lav to Mishyav and Aviv is a very good explanation. So it's really extra, or at least that's the way we have it here. So it must be for smuchin. Okay. Now, one of the interesting issues that's brought up here already by the Maharav Ransburg here, is he quotes a fascinating Ravan who seems to have a machlokus with Tosos as to whether the difference between Mishneh Torah and the other Chumashim is fundamental or coincidental. Tosvos, right? Basically, the question is, why do we darshan smuchin and Mishneh Torah? Or, sorry, not we. Why does Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchin and Mishneh Torah and not in the other, four Chumashim? So, Tosvos holds, right? What would Tosvos answer? If you look at the end of Tosfos Maskil V'chi, he says, he asks the question. Tosfos Maskil V'chi, like halfway down, six words to the end of the line, V'had D'Darsh V'Yehuda Smuchin, ends with Beperek Beis, D'Kiddushin, D'Kitani Yachol Lo Yichalku B'Kachim Kachim, Yichalku B'Kachim Kalim, Tamar Lomer Ishka, Chiv V'Somach Leim Al Toda, V'Kamar Hasam Sifra Mani Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, we see that Rabbi Yehuda himself darshins a Smuchin in Vayikra. Right, because how do we know it says right? L'chol b'nei Aaron t'yeshka achiv toga menachos v'drakachim kachim. How do we know that's the drush? That's the mucker of an interesting din that you have to split up every karban among all the kohanim, and even if it ends up being in smaller pieces, you can't just say I'll take this karban, you'll take that karban if it's even. So how do we know it applies to kachim kalim? Because it says right after that maltoda, which is kachim kalim. And that's Rabbi Yehuda. So we see Yehuda darshins in the rest of the Torah. Eklamayim dahasam vav mosvalini rishon darshim zos torahs derech. First thing is that's not a smuchin. That's a different drasha called vav mosvalini rishon. He says vim. It says actually vim zevach shlamim. So a vav is a different drasha than a smuchin. But the second answer of Tosfos is what's more significant for us right now. Inami mishum the muchach we looks in parsh vayikra. It's muchach because that, okay, you could argue, you could agree, but let's take Tosfos' word for it. That whole parsha of the Im Zevach Shlomo Karbano could have been Vayikra, why is it in Tzav? So that's called muchach. Inam Yishun the Mufne, the Ishka Achiv Miyusar, Davali Lemetu Chabani Aaron Tiyev, Vesula, or maybe it's Mufne, not the Im Zevach Shlomo, but the Ishka Achiv is Mufne. Yohadikar Mishneh Torah Darsh. But don't. What do you mean? He would also darsh in Vayikra if it's Mukha Mufne. Doesn't he only darsh Mishneh Torah? No. Huda Mialma. El Mishneh Torah Kim Le Dechula Mukha Mufne V'Lo Chavetz L'Kosh L'Avi Alach. Man, really, there's nothing special at Mishneh Torah. Just Kim Le Chazal had a Masora that in Mishneh Torah they all are Mukha or Mufne. But it's not that Mishneh Torah in Parshat Tzav also it's Mukha Mufne. So there's nothing magic about Mishneh Torah. It's just that if you think about it practically, of course. There's going to be a lot of mufneh things in Mishneh Torah, because a lot of things in Mishneh Torah repeat things that are in the first four books of the Chumash. So it's likely to be mufneh. And of course there's going to be muchach things in Mishneh Torah, because if a lot of things repeat things in the first four books, then why weren't they written in the first four books? Why are they written here? So it's muchach. So of course there's a lot of mufneh and muchach things in Mishneh Torah. So therefore, there's nothing for Tosfos, there's nothing unique, there's nothing fundamentally different about Mishneh Torah. It just happens to work out that Mishneh Torah has a lot of Mucha Mufnes. There are Mucha Mufnes in Vayikra also. No big deal. That's the Sheet of Tosfos. And that's why, even though the Gemara says, there's something special at Mishneh Torah, Tosfos says, I know in the beginning the Gemara says something special at Mishneh Torah. But look at the end of the Amud. The end of the Amud says, and what's special at Mishneh Torah? It's Mucha Mufneh. Which means that the end of the Amud explains to us, was not clear yet from the beginning of the Amud, that there's nothing unique about Mishneh Torah. Just a hechi timtzi that in Mishneh Torah there's a lot of muchas and mufnes, and in the other chumashim some yes and some no. The Maharav Ransburg on the side quotes a Ravan. It's a very short Ravan. I think he quotes all the relevant lines. Who has a different approach? He says no. There's a fundamental difference between Mishneh Torah and the other chumashim. Right? Nichta b'tzido avol haravan simalam adalid afi dalid madalid b'sofo kasav. The Davka be Mishneh Torah Darsh Lo B'Kol HaTorah. No, it's unique in Mishneh Torah. Even Mucha Mufneh, the Gemara just means in Mishneh Torah it has to be Mucha for Mufneh. But Mucha Mufneh wouldn't help in Bereish Shmos VaYikra VaMidbar. It's Davka only Mishneh Torah, not anything else. Why? V'Taymish and the Chol Torah Kol Pi Agvura Nemra V'Ein Mukta Meucher V'Mosh Sider Mishneh Torah Parshah Parshal Sider Eli Darish. The whole Torah is Mipi Agvura. There's a theological difference. There's a philosophical difference. The whole Torah is Mipi Agvura, but the But the Mishnah Torah was written by Moshe. The whole Torah is from Hashem. First four books are from Hashem. The fifth book is from Moshe. And therefore, the first four books are Ein Mokdim Ocher B'Torah. And you can't be Medayik from the order. But the fifth book, Moshe wrote in order. And therefore, you can be Medayik Smuchin. That's the Ravon. The Ravon here, and the Achronim point out that this is a Chiddush the Ravon. The Ravon says only the first four books say Imuchim Muchim Torah, and we ignore the order, and therefore Mevatel Ol Smuchim. But in Devarim, apparently he thinks there is Muchim Muchim Torah, because that was written by Moshe, not by Hashem. They point out that Tosfos, who thinks there's no real difference, is Lashitase in Brachos Daf Yudalim Rebeis. And Brachos Yudalim Rebeis, the actual point that Tosfos is making is not substantially relevant here. But he says, the Gemara asks, why do we say Shema before Vayam Shabbat? Right? We know we have to say Shema twice a day. We know we have to say Vayam Shema twice a day. Because it says, how do we know Shema comes first? So Vayam Tom would take the cover of Torah. Right, says the reason why Shema comes before Yom Shavua, and everyone knows in the end what the answer is, right? Because first you have to mekabel malchus shemayim, then you mekabel all mitzvos, right? But it's not because Shema comes first, because ein moktam ruchem b'torah, so it makes no difference what comes first. Now Shema and Yom Shavua, you may recall, are both written in Sefer Devarim. So Tosos Lashitase in Yevamos, who holds there's no real difference between Devarim and the rest of the Chumash. It's all Ein Mokdim Ocher B'Torah. It's all the same. The Ravon would have to disagree with this. Tosos. The Ravon says no. Mishnah Torah was written by Moshe, and that has Mokdim Ocher. The first four books are written by Hashem, and that does not have Mokdim Ocher. Mokdim Ocher B'Torah. Now this Ravon Taka is really making two assumptions. Right? First, Ravon here is making a theological assumption that there's a fundamental difference between the first four books and the first four Svarim and Devarim. The first four Svarim are by Hashem, Devarim is written by Moshe.
What does that mean?
Okay. What does that mean now? Now, obviously, he's right on some level, because if you know, Rashi points this out, if you read the first four books, they're written from the perspective of the, I guess we call it the omniscient narrator, and we know who the omniscient everything is, that's Hashem. The fifth book is all, you know, the words of Moshe, and you look at the Tochas, right? The Tocha in Bechukosai is Valachti Machem Machavas Keris Hashem talking. The Tochacha in Kisavo is Yakicha Hashem b'Shachefes v'Akadachas, etc. Is Moshe talking? So clearly there's some sort of difference. It does say be'Everdim be'Ertzmav Hoil Moshe be'Eretz Hatorah Zos Limor. The question is, what's really the difference between Mishnah Torah and the first four Chumashim? On the one hand, it seems pretty clear, and Chazal say this, right? The Ha'orah B'Tochacha is in Chazal. Chazal say the first Tocha is from Hashem, the second Tocha is from Moshe, and that's why it's Kasha. That's why it's more Machmir. But, on the one hand, like it seems like, oh, well, four were Hashem's idea, and one was Moshe's idea. On the other hand, what's the other hand? Right, so four from Moshe. Right, that's fair. Hashem wrote us four books, and Moshe wrote a fifth book. Moshe is also an important person. What's the problem? This is no problem. Okay. The problem is, what about Torah Min HaShemayim? Right, meaning there seems to be a theological principle that the whole Torah is from Hashem. Right, if you say Ein Torah Min HaShemayim, even one doesn't say if you say Ein 80% of the Torah Min HaShemayim. Right, the whole Torah is Min HaShemayim. So the whole Torah is Min HaShemayim. How is it Moshe himself? So that is a little tricky. This very, very much bother of Yaakov Emdin in his, you know, he's one of the sort of, you know, one or two page little acronym that makes him the back of the Gemara that no one ever learned because it was too hard to find them all until the modern day ones. They put them all in order. It's a brilliant move. That's a brilliant idea someone had. This is the little old fashioned one. But right there on the Perchelek, and the principle of Torah Shemayim, he is very bothered by this. And he wrote, Mashma gam Mishnah Torah b'chlal. What do you mean? Mishnah Torah is also from Hashem. Otherwise, you're a kofer. If you only believe 80% of the Torah was from Hashem. So, and the rest of it was just made up by someone. And don't worry about the fact that Chazal say Moshe wrote it. So you have to figure out, what does it mean? On the one hand, Moshe wrote it, on the other hand, it's from Hashem. So what exactly, somehow Mishnah Torah has to be different, but on the other hand, it's also from Hashem. So what exactly is Pshat? What is the difference between Mishnah Torah and the other Svarim?
No one ever said that Moshe wrote it from Hashem. He said that he ordered it. It all came from Hashem. Just the way it was ordered. And the last figure of
Kol Torah pia gvura namra. Okay, but Kol Torah is pia gvura. But it sounds like Mishnah Torah is not so much pia gvura. But in any case, the Chazal do say in Megillah, Moshe said it. So what's pshat? So what's the difference? What is the difference? You're not going to tell me it's exactly the same. What is the difference between Devarim and the other Svarim? Anyone?
The other Svarim is Kadosh Baruch Hu put it. David, here it is. The other, Hashem told Moshe, and Moshe wrote it down. But he wrote it down in the order that appeared to him, the rational order, the way he learned it.
So in the first four Sfarim, Moshe took dictation.
Right.
In the fifth Sefer, then Moshe, decided on his own how to write it out.
Not the content, not the words, but the order.
Just the order. Okay.
That's just the problem.
Yeah, but so that's going to be a little tricky because the Gemara in Megillah.
But the order is the order.
You're saying Moshe just decided. The difference is the words. All the words are dictation. The difference is just the order. The first four Hashem gave the order, and in the fifth one Moshe decided the order. Which the truth is, I guess you could stick that into the Ravan if you want. I don't think that's what the Ravan meant. And the Gemara in Megillah does say then the Tochacha. The reason why it says Barzal and Choshes in the opposite order is because Moshe said it Mipi Atzmo. What's the Lashon here? Here we are. Halalu Moshe Pi Gvura Amran V'Halalu Moshe Pi Atzmo. It doesn't sound like the Atzmo is not just a matter of the order.
Maybe he had said to them while they were walking in the desert, he had said over the prophets. And then later, Kosh Baruch said, you know what, I like what you were saying, let's put it in a stage where I'm going to tell you what my own
okay,
words.
Great. So I think that's I found a couple theories about this. Let's say four theories, maybe. But I think that's That is the... one second. I heard that quote actually from Rosh Hashiva Neri Yisrael. Everyone quotes it nowadays, but I didn't find that in writing.
Is that the Malam?
Oh, yeah? In the Maharal, the Gur Aryeh, in the Varm Chav Ches Chav Gimel, which is on the Tocha, where Chazal say Moshe V'Atzmo Amran, he has 2 days about this. And his first day is Moshe Rabbeinu says, of course, Moshe didn't make it up. Moshe said it, and then Hashem was maskim, meaning Moshe said it. It was really Moshe's words. But then, after all, we talked to you ad absurdum, right? So if Lavan says, right, Pinisi abayisu makom lag malim, does that mean it's not Torah Shemayim because Lavan said it? No, because Lavan said it, and Hashem decided to quote it in the Chumash. A lot of people said things. Most of the things Hashem didn't quote in the Chumash. And Hashem decided to quote these words. What Lavan said in the Chumash, he decided to quote. Abilam said in the Chumash, he decided to quote. What better people also said in the Chumash. So Hashem decided to be maskim to what Moshe said and put it in the Chumash. So, but it's really Moshe's words. Then Hashem was maskim, and that made it Torah. That made it Torah Mishraim. Made it Torah Mishraim that Hashem was maskim to put Moshe's words in the Chumash. But it's really Moshe's words. So one shot is, if you just, Mishnah Torah, so you could say it's really Moshe's words, but Hashem was Maskim. Right? That's not what the Maharal says in most places. That's the first day of the Maharal there, and that's a Malvin. Okay.
There's something even if a Lochin Knesset advice is going like Malim, so also we're Dorish that. In other words, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted
to say put in the Torah
way, then they also want the Zuch push of that on that. Now, whatever he wanted in Sefer Dvarim, he also wanted it to be a Dorish.
Gaval, we're not darshaning Dvarim less, we're darshaning Dvarim more.
Yeah, no, but it's like Moshe made it up.
Ah, okay, so...
Akash Baruch Hu wanted the same George as
okay, okay, good. So let's hold that thought for a second. There's another pshat that really, I think, has it being Moshe's words, and this is a Masorah from the Gra. I haven't found it, I'm sure, I mean, there's so many books of the Gra published by now. You can find it someplace. But it's quoted in Magen Dubna. I think it's actually quoted by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, if I'm not mistaken, the Emes LeYaakov. It's a pretty well-known Masorah from the Gra. The Gra said, what's the difference between Mishneh Torah and the other books of Chumash? The four books of Chumash, Moshe took dictation. The fifth book of Chumash was Nevuah. The four books were dictation. The fifth book was Nevuah. How does Nevuah work? So it's pretty clear that the way Nevuah works is that ancient Nevi'im is Nabim Signun Echad, that Yechezkel wrote in his style and Yeshayahu wrote in his style, even though they both heard from the same God, because Hashem tells you the general idea, and then you have to say it over in your words. So it's Min HaShemayim, because Moshe didn't make anything up, but he said it over in his words. The content came from Hashem, but he said it over in his words. That's really giving Moshe, you know, also a strong role in, let's call this the Malvin, even though or another one that really gives Moshe a strong role is this Masorah from the Gra, that it's like other Nevi'im. The first four books was Lokam Yisrael to Moshe Od, that he wasn't like the other Nevi'im, right? As it says very Mefurish in the end of Halosa, right? That he wasn't like other Nevi'im. The that he took dictation. But the fifth, then he was on the Madrega of other Nevi'im. Okay, exactly why he's on the Madrega of other Nevi'im. There are many, many, many different shatim. Some people say that he wanted to transition into the period of the Nevi'im, or, you know, maybe he wanted to, like, you know, bring it down closer to the level of Klal Yisrael. But, like other Nevi'im, that Moshe got the content, but said it in his words. I think if you take either of these two pshatim, then you really see a very strong difference between Devarim and the other Svarim. That Devarim, Moshe really had a significant role, either that he said it first and then Hashem just agreed, very significant role, or that Hashem gave him the content, but he decided how to say it. That is making a strong difference between Devarim and the other Svarim.
Getting to the philosophical thing of how Nevuah for the Yehudim was basically the Chalom, not direct talking. Moshe was the only Navi. He was a Navi, but everything he had was a direct talking. You're saying
no, but maybe this wasn't Panim El Panim. Devarim wasn't Panim El Panim. His last farewell speech, that wasn't Panim El Panim. That was, I wouldn't say divine inspiration, because divine inspiration might sound more like Ksuvim, even though I don't fully understand the difference between Ksuvim and Nevi'im. But it was, that was regular prophecy. However exactly that works, I'm not a bucky. That was regular prophecy. So you have to say in Devarim, he was regular prophecy. He wasn't punnable upon him.
He dropped down.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does this fit with my focus in the Gemara given about whether the Pharaoh was Megillah meekness, or was all given the Pharaoh Sinai initially? Like, is this only Aliba Demand the Amr that it's Megillah meekness?
No, because the way Rashi says is that you just lied. Rashi says there, I know there are some people who want to say otherwise, but I think it's very hard. Rashi says, no one holds the whole Torah is given at Har Sinai. I know this is going to sound a little funny, but the simple shot is that Rashi says neither Dayan given the whole Torah was given at Har Sinai. Why? Because it would be, like, how did the whole Torah be given at Har Sinai? The part about the Miraglim was given at Har Sinai, and then, like, you know, they did it anyway? It would be a little funny, like, you think they should have learned their lesson. It's, you know, it's, I don't know, it would be very, very logically difficult to understand the whole Torah was given at, the whole Torah, including the narrative parts, at least, the halachas, that in a Hanami, that Rashi says was given at Sinai in the beginning of Bahar. But it would be very funny to think the whole Torah was given at Sinai. Rashi, the two days are either that the Torah was given that Moshe wrote down each thing when it happened, and then put them together into a long scroll on his last, during his last days, or that Moshe didn't write anything till his last days. So Rashi says neither day is that Moshe wrote it all down in Har Sinai. So that...
what was the first possibility?
That Moshe wrote down on a piece of paper each paragraph of the Torah. And then, in his last days, in Parshas Vayelech, he sold them all together. That's Megillah. And Moshe wrote down each piece of paper and then sold them together in his old age. Or, Torah Chasuma Nitnes means no. Moshe didn't write down anything. He just memorized it all as it happened. And then, in his last days, he wrote it all down in a big mitzvah and wrote the whole thing from beginning to the end.
But Megillah, according to that first chart, we're still saying he did write it all down. He didn't.
Yeah, but he didn't write down the Devarim until he said it.
Well, we're saying according to that, there would be a chilek between that and.
Yeah, but Rashi says everyone agrees he didn't write down Devarim until the end of Devarim. Just the question is whether he had written down the other parts already or not.
Mm-hmm. Our place where Chazal said that everything, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, everything was given in our Sinai.
Correct. You have to understand if that's been literally or not. And also, like, nearly for Rashi, says that no one thinks that it was all given at Sinai. Oh, what does it mean, Torah Sinai? Mechori means Sinai Ladaf. It means Moshe Rabbeinu. Like, what difference does it really make if it was Har Sinai or Arbas Moshe, right? Meaning, philosophically. No, if it was Moshe or someone else, that makes a big difference, right? Moshe made it up, or Chas V'Shalom, or not, that makes a big difference. But I think Sinai and Arbas Moshe is really Hainu Ha. It means Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's, I think, pretty clear that Rashi holds that Lekuli Alma, the stories of the Torah were not all given at Sinai. Because it would be a little funny. How could the stories of the Torah all be given at Sinai if, like, they didn't happen yet? And, like, you're getting, you know, like, you're getting to know the story in advance. It would be very, I don't know, it would be a logical conundrum. And, okay, but let's leave that
one
for now.
One can get very satirical and go to the Dome of the Rambam. The whole Torah existed at the beginning, and all the letters were there. Just how the words were broken up became apparent as things developed.
Okay, you could say that. Theoretically, you could say that. Now, however, there's another side of the coin also. There are those who minimize the difference between Devarim and the other Svarim. For example, the Yabetz here says, this is again, the Yabetz of Yaakov Emden in Sanhedrin Sadi Tesseman Aleph. What does he say? Ki bevadai kol Mishneh Torah divrei Moshe and k'moshe bira heita v'tfilas ha-sefer. Of course, Moshe said the Mishneh Torah. Avol shchina medaberes mitoch grono kimushinir bevir mitam mikros afil tochjabo, etc. Yeah, of course. What's the difference? The difference is that the other Torahs, Hashem told Moshe, the first four books, Hashem told Moshe vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leimar, you know, tzavos ben Yisrael v'yamar shlomos karani lach milishai, right? Davar ben Yisrael vasulam tzitzis, and then Moshe went and told the people. Hashem told Moshe, and then Moshe told the people. In Mishneh Torah, no, Moshe just stood there, and Hashem spoke from within him right away. So it was Moshe speaking, but either way, it was all from Hashem. The only difference in the first four books, Hashem told Moshe, and then he told the Jews. And in Devarim, Hashem put the words in Moshe's mouth, and he said them Eikara. But either way, Rabbi Yaakov Emden is pretty clear. He doesn't want anyone to have philosophical problems with Emunah here. He's either way, it's all 100% from Hashem. The only difference is, like, did first Hashem tell Moshe, and then Moshe told everyone else? Or did Hashem put the words come out of Moshe's mouth and tell everyone else? But either way, it's all purely divine creation, and Moshe didn't have a hand in this. So I think he's definitely on the... right, here we have a... Is it fundamentally different? Or is it really similar? You know, Rav Yaakov Emden is very clear that they're all 100% Hashem. Moshe, there was no human role. There was no human contribution to writing the Torah. The only difference is, did Hashem tell it to Moshe privately? Did Hashem tell it and Moshe heard? Or did Hashem put the words in Moshe's mouth and make Moshe speak? But either way, it's 100% from Hashem, and Moshe had no input. It just means Hashem put the words in Moshe's mouth instead of putting them in Moshe's ears. That's the only difference. First four books, he said the words to Moshe's ears, you know, whatever exactly that means. And the fifth book, he put the words in Moshe's mouth. But it's all purely from Hashem. He doesn't allow any human initiative to say the Torah. What? I told you still have to hold that thought.
And then, so he says that the one of the Gemara Megillah says that Moshe said the Tochaz Mivarim Mipi Atzmo, that means
Mipi Atzmo means he was saying them out of his mouth, but not that he was making it up. Okay, the truth is in, you know, the way it's written in Megillah, it's not necessarily a problem. Yes.
It sounds to be the opposite of Rabban.
Correct.
Oh.
One second. The Maharal also, I don't claim to fully understand this Maharal, because like many Maharals, it's a little complicated. And so, in general, let me make this very clear. I don't really ever claim to fully understand any Maharals, because they're always very complicated. But here particularly, I have, you know, not 100% sure if I'm doing it justice, but he definitely does say, what he does say in Teferis Yisrael Perek Mem Gimel, and in his in his Maskana in the Gur Aryeh is, Oh haya omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mor ata kach v'kach. Hashem told Moshe what to say. This is also saying it's not human initiative in this day of the Maharal, right? Maharal, at least the second shot. Right? The Maharal says it's not human initiative. Is that the difference is, the first four books Hashem told Moshe, it's very similar to the Yavetz, right? The first four books Hashem just told Moshe, and the fifth book, Hashem told Moshe what to say. It's really the same thing. Maybe it's not even another pshat. It's very similar to that, right? Hashem said, and more, kach v'kach. Right, in the first four books, Hashem just told Moshe and Moshe wrote it down. Right? And in the fifth book, Hashem didn't tell Moshe privately to write it down. Hashem told Moshe and more kach v'kach. But it's also, the content is purely from Hashem in this second day of the Maharal, which I think what he means in the first role. Also, that's where it gets a little more complicated. So let's, anyone wants to go to first role, Perakim Gimel? I'm not claiming to understand this, but at least in the Gur Aryeh, first he says like this shot
that we quoted
from the Malvin, that Moshe said that Hashem was maskim. Then he says, no, maybe Hashem told Moshe and more kach mekach. The difference is just the way it was presented. Instead of Hashem taking Moshe into his study on the top of Har Sinai in the Shemayim and telling him things, Hashem told Moshe, no, say this in your speech. but it's really, it's all divine, and there's not... there's not a lot of human initiative. So we have two fundamentally different shitas in understanding what's the nature of Mishnah Torah. Here we have really human initiative. And here we have that it's totally divine. Right? I mean, either way, obviously, it's divine in the sense of being Mishnah Shemayim, because it's not, Hashem was Maskim, or Hashem gave the basic nevuah. We have two different ways of understanding Sefer Devarim. L'chora the Ra'avan, is holding that no, that Mishnah Torah is fundamentally different. The first four books are Mipi Agvura. Mishnah Torah is not Mipi Agvura. Mishnah Torah is Moshe's own contribution. Obviously, he's not a kofer. He would have to say it's Moshe's contribution, Hashem was maskim, or it's Moshe's contribution, but it came from Hashem, and Moshe just decided how to say it. Right, because he also believes in Torah and Shemayim, but he'd have to say that there's more human contribution. Tosfos, who disagrees with Ravan, right? Tosfos might say, no, there's no difference between Mishnah Torah. Yeah, there's a difference in how it was said. Did Hashem tell Moshe, or did Hashem put the words in his mouth? But it's fundamentally the same thing. They're both equally divine. There's no human initiative here. There's no human contribution. Maybe that's why Tosos disagree with Ravan. Or, maybe Tosos agrees, but he says, maybe Tosos agrees that Mishnah Torah is fundamentally different. He just doesn't think that affects the issue of smuchin. But it doesn't affect Smuchin. Tosfos could say, look, I agree with you, so Mishnah Torah might be fundamentally different. But that doesn't affect the issue of Smuchin. As a matter of fact, Adrabah. If in a human book we darshan smuchin, a book with human contribution darshan smuchin, kavachor in a purely divine book we should darshan smuchin. So it could be that Tosos might disagree with Ravon because he just thinks sefer devarim is not that different from the first four svarim of the Torah, first four chumashim. Or he might say no, sefer devarim might be very different. But adarava, right? Wouldn't you all flip the opposite of the Ravon? If Hashem wrote it, shouldn't that be more, you would have done darshan more than a person wrote it? The more divine it is, the more you should darshan it, because the more it's meduyak and has hidden layers and, you know, basically if it was purely written by someone who is omniscient and omnipotent and etc., then you would think you should darshan it more. So, Daniel.
According to Tosfos, you don't see there's any difference at all.
Well, you have to say there's some difference, because there is a Gemara in Megillah, which says Moshe Pi Atzmo.
No, it has nothing to do with all this issue. I mean, Muchach HaMufne is the only issue.
Correct. Exactly. So, right, these are ways to deal with Moshe Mipi Atzman Amro versus Kolat HaRamin HaShemayim. We have different ways of resolving it. Okay. So, it might be the Tosfos are going to argue about this, or it might be not. Maybe they both agree Mishnah Torah is fundamentally different. Tosfos says, who cares? That has nothing to do with smuchin. The Ravon thing has to do with smuchin. What's pshat in the Ravon, though? Let's just get back to the Ravon for a second. What taka is pshat in the Ravon? Just because, right? Let's grant the Ravon that the Devarim is more human and the first four chumashim are more divine. So what? So he says, in divine books, in muktam u'mu'uchar. But in human books, yesh muktam u'mu'uchar, right? That is what the what the Ravon says. The Ravon says, therefore, divine books ain't muktam u'uchar, human books yesh muktam u'uchar. What is the svar for the Ravon? Right, Tosfos would say that either way, it doesn't matter, muktam u'uchar. What's the svar for the Ravon? The Ravon holds that mipi agvura ain't muktam u'uchar. But Mipi Moshe Yesh Muktam U'me'uchar. Why? Why should Moshe's be in order more than Hashem's? So that's not 100% clear what he means by this. Like, this is the interesting part, the theology. But Taka, what did he mean? How did that have to do with our sugya? So Tainach, one is Mipi Agvura, one is Mipi Moshe. Why should Mipi Agvura be not in order? And if Moshe be in order, why should Moshe do a better job of putting things in order than Hashem? Adrav, you think Hashem should be smarter than Moshe?
It should just be that the four books before Devarim, they're Hakadosh Baruch Hu's books, they're beyond order, meaning that there is some seder, but it's a divine seder, and it's beyond us.
Okay, so I wasn't sure what he means. One way of reading the pshat, right? This is Yoni Miller. Right, one way of reading the pshat is that over here, of course, there's always a seder. Like, mistama, there's a reason for everything, right? Right, if you believe in God, of course, you believe there's a reason for things, especially for the Torah. Over here, what you're saying is that this is a human logical order, right? Because Moshe was a human being bound by regular logic, so he put it in an order that we could grasp. Netzmuchen. He put things next to each other so that they would make associations that we could figure out. This is some sort of mystical divine order which we can't really grasp. Right? That, yeah. Hashem is so much smarter than Moshe that when he writes things, it's on a higher level and we can't really grasp like what the meaning of the order of that is. It's on a much higher level. I don't know, maybe like Moshe Rabbeinu like could grasp the mystical meaning of the order of the Torah, or maybe not, or Shlomo Melech, and Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know. But like that's so smart. Hashem is so smart that's beyond our grasp. You know, there's like, only in Olam Haba we understand his order. But Moshe is only the smartest person. And therefore, we can try to grasp what he meant. That's one possibility. That's what I thought at first. I saw in Rabbi Lamb's grandfather's sefer, the Emek Yoshua, right? That's what it's called, Rabbi Yoshua Baumel. So he wanted to say, and then I saw that this was picked up by all the modern day achronim. They don't say like Yoni and I want to say. They say like Rabbi Lamb's grandfather said. that in the Emek Yoshua, he wanted to give a different hesber for the Ravan. He said that, no, Mipi Moshe, it's written in the order it was said. This is Mipi Moshe, so he said and he wrote it down. He wrote it down in the order which he said it, because he's the person who said it and wrote it down. So he just wrote it down. Beseda, I don't know if he wrote the notes before he said the speech or he wrote the notes after he said the speech. No, I guess most speech writers write the notes before they say the speech, but I don't know if that's a riot. But as opposed to the first four books, which were written in a different order than they were said. This was said by Moshe and written by Moshe. So he wrote them the order he said them. But the first four books were said by Hashem and written down by Moshe. So Moshe didn't necessarily write them down the same order Hashem told him. And therefore, I'm not sure why, again, I'm not sure I understand totally this part behind this. But that's what he says. Moshe wrote them down in a different order than Hashem told them, and therefore we don't know the original order was said yet. We don't really know if Hashem said, you know, tzitzis after challah or before challah. We just know what it's written. So this is, we don't know the original order it was said, therefore we can't darshan smuchin. But in Mishnah Torah we know the order it was said, because Moshe wrote it down in the order he said it. All right, that's the way that I've seen that a lot of people nowadays like interpret their Ravan, but I'm more partial to your way.
Isn't that implying that Moshe made a mistake in transmitting a Kodesh Baruch Hu Torah?
Right, that's the tricky part, which is, why would Moshe have written it down in a different order? If he did it without permission, then that would be very foolish or chutzpahdik or something. And if he did it by divine command, then lechor, that's the order of Hashem meant. So that's, I hear the time.
Why don't we say that?
We can erase this.
Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to write it in an order that wasn't in order to trigger what we know from Torah Shabbat Peh. Because if everything was so
perfect, then that would be the opposite of the Ravan.
Yeah, but then you'd have a problem to say why is the Ravan any different? Because with the Horeb the Ravan should be the same thing. But at least you can say that for the first person, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or we can say he inspired Moshe Rabbeinu to make it that way. I don't know, but. But in other words, the whole reason that things are b'merchaot strange in the Torah is that triggers our understanding of Torah.
But then it should trigger us to darshan smuchin.
Right.
And which is the opposite of the Ravan.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and a chanami, like, I'd be very happy not saying like the Ravan. You know, that's, again, that's the tricky part. You want to learn this Ravan? Again, there's two parts. Number one is the nice, cool philosophy of the Ravan, and what I have all the way on that end of the board, that's a lot of fun. Then, you actually figure out how does the Ravan then mean you should darshan smuchin here and not there. It's a little funny because it seems backwards. If anything, the order should be more significant than P. Agmura than P. Basar Adam. Then, okay, I'm willing to forego the Yoshua. Maybe you have to say that Hashem is somewhere beyond. It's still a little, the Ravan is still going to be a little docha, because what he's saying is that there's no order, like when he says there's no order whatsoever to the first four books of the Torah, it just makes you wonder, like, why there be no order or something? Okay, we can leave that alone. Sorry.
The Sheikh of Mukhabesa conveyed that.
Right. But that's not the Ravan.
No. Well,
because in the end, he backtracks and says it's Komi Pia Gvura, right?
Okay. He starts out saying it's from Moshe.
Right.
He did it, so.
Right. But, okay. Well, let's go back in a second.
Yeah. Maybe at the potential chat. In the four Chumashim up till Devarim, there's a storyline. Perhaps sometimes the dinim are in tandem with the storyline, and therefore you can't be doresh. But chumash dvarim, there's no storyline. It's one long speech, and therefore everything could be properly placed.
Now, that's not necessarily going to help the Rav. I don't know if that's going to help the Ravan, because that has nothing to do with Bi'agvura and Bi'Moshe. But I hear the taina. You could say in the first four books, maybe the story is determined by the narrative and not by the din.
Is that always true?
Yeah, not so posh. Not so posh. I get the time. Lots of things. What's that?
There's another way I saw to resolve the philosophy. I saw a quote from some Chassidish Sfarim that Dvarim is different from the rest of Chumash, not because it's not from Sinai, from the Chumash, that it's a step closer to Torah Shabbat Pet.
Yeah, that's it. The Rav also says that. He goes on at length in the Rishimas here about that. It's a step closer to Torah Shabbat Pet.
Because those are that's from Har Sinai also, Torah Shabbat Pet, but it's a different style of
Gilead than... It's a different, meaning Torah Shabbat Pet is from Sinai, but it's also sort of expressed in the way you want to express it. This would, I think that would be a little more similar to the Gra, even perhaps. Although, you see, part of the problem is that I've seen that far in a few places. It's not exactly clear what it means. What you're saying is that in Sefer Devarim, he was writing down the Torah Shabbat Pet, which would mean that. Now, what does it mean writing down the Torah Shabbat Pet? You have to figure out what Torah Shabbat Pet means, which is a little tricky. But Lachora, that would end up somewhat closer to the Gra, meaning he was writing down the ideas he got from Hashem, but in his own way. But so I hear that, or he was writing down Torah Shabbat Pet. It definitely worked, maybe Hara, right? Or he wrote down Torah Shabbat Pet. Okay, now, the, yeah.
Just in terms of the first question we have, is again, when we have this drash of smooth, is this one of the Tanaim came up with this on his own, or there was a Masorah that came back from Sinai?
Smooth alad liyola masuim be'emes of Yosher. Right, it gets.
I'm saying like the specific drush. I'm saying that it's like above our understanding. The drush itself came from Hashem, and it doesn't. It's okay that it's above our understanding.
Right. This gets into the whole issue of whether you know there are some Gaonim who want to make it sound like all the specific drushes came down to Masorah Torah Shabbat Pet. That's not the simple chat, and I don't think it's what most people hold. I think we assume that they actually were making drushes, even if the general methodologies might have come down, but the specific applications. Let's assume they were.
I was wondering if some of these terutzim could perhaps relate to another machlokas in the Gemara about the last eight psukim of the Torah in Bava Basra. That if you say that it's Moshe Mipiatzmo saying and after the Baruch Hu being Maskim, it's much harder to say that he's writing about things after his death. You know, meaning saying that he got it in Nevuah of the Ruach HaKodesh, that sounds to me more
right.
Like the feeling that it's more divine. And if you have to come after the side that's Yoshua, that sounds like it's more his own speech.
Right, I do hear that. I mean, you can always say the last name psukim don't have to be the same, but I do hear the title. Okay, let's just briefly mention there are some in between sheets between Tosos and the Rabban, right? Right here we have Tosos says that basically says Mishnah Torah is Lav Davka versus the Rabban who says that Mishnah Torah is fundamentally different. There are some in-between shittas. The Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva here say that the difference between Mishnah Torah and they split the difference. And the other Chumashim depends if you're looking at Mufna or Muchach. Right? So the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva here take an in-between shitta. They say Mufna Mufne drushes work for all five chumashim. Something's mufne, you can darshan smuchin. But they say muchach only works in Mishnah Torah. So they're, you know, similar to Ravan, but they don't necessarily say anything about theological behavior, etc. They say that there's an extra pasuk that you can darshan any of the five chumashim. But to say that it's in the wrong place in your conduction, that only works in Mishnah Torah, because in the first four Chumashim, they say it's all like one big Parsha. Say the first four Chumashim are all really one unit, and therefore you don't care what place it's in. So it's similar to Ramban, but they're not saying we eliminate Smuchin entirely in the first four because we don't take into account the order. They just say, we do take into account the order if something's Mufneh. Right, we do allow smuchin. If something's mufne, it is significant that it's next to something. But it's not significant if it's just, you know, if something's extra, then you can darshan what it's next to. But you can't just darshan that why is it here and not there, because in the first four parshas, they don't necessarily have an order, they're all just one big unit.
Where do you see that this chilek in the Gemara? The Gemara actually tries to suggest that muchach works by its census, which is not in the Gemara.
Sure it is. Gedilah. Gedilim doesn't have to be written there, it could have been written in Korach, so that's in Devarim. So that there is sort of half the Ravan. And then there's a Shidim Gubetzes in Brachos, who wants to make a, also, I think he wants to say, like, we more like the Ravon, we only darsh smuchin in Mishneh Torah, but not for a theological reason, for a more practical reason. He starts out saying it's a divrei Moshe. Then he says, no, but isn't it only Pia Gvura? So he says, no, he says that's not the divrei Moshe. Forget the Ravon, that was a nice havamina. He says that the order is only significant in Mishneh Torah because it was repeated in a different order. Since Mishneh Torah repeats a lot of things in the Chumash, but it puts them in a different order than they were in the first four, therefore, obviously the order of Mishneh Torah is very significant because it's an artificial order. The first four are a natural order. That's the order they happened. The first four books are the order they happened. Only the fifth book is not the order they happened. They're repeating it in an artificial order. What's the artificial order? The artificial order is for drushas. Maybe this is closer to what I forget who was saying before, that what he's saying is that the four chumashim are just in the order they happened. So you can't darshan. But Mishneh Torah is in an artificial order. Why would something be in artificial order? It must be the darshan smuchin.
But isn't it significant that Hashem gave this one a certain order?
So clearly it's significant, but maybe not significant enough to make a drasha and learn new halachas from it. Some way in law made significant for some other reasons. But not as significant. Obviously, it's significant. Anything significant. Even if, like, Reuven is born before Shimon, that's significant, because God runs the whole world. But it's not as significant, right? Is it significant that Reuven was born before Shimon, was born before Levi, before Yehuda? That's significant. But if I would say, here's the list of kids, Reuven, Levi, Shimon, Yehuda, and I Davka mess up the order, that would be extra significant, because I'm Davka artificially messing up the order, and then you might be forced to darshan it. Okay, so that is a fundamental theological machlokes, and four different shitas as to how to interpret that Mishneh Torah and Har Gemara, Tosafot Dafka. Ravon says there's a theological difference, one the order is significant, the other isn't. The Shita of Beis Baruch says it's not a theological difference in the end. It's just that the natural order is not significant enough to darshan, but if you repeat it out of order, that's obviously significant enough to darshan. Then there are Ban Rashba, the Ritvo say, in the first four, even Muchach is significant. In the Mishneh Torah, even Muchach is significant. In the first four books, yeah, the order is significant. It's Mufneh, but you need to have something extra and then darshan the order. You can't only darshan the order because you don't like the order.
In regards to the Ravan, if you remember as being some sort of order that we can't grasp, what about the idea of
that is a very, very fascinating question. But that part of the question, is how far to take Dibur Torah B'Lashon Bnei Adam. This is, not so pashut. The Gemara's Dibur Torah B'Lashon Bnei Adam is only used in a very limited context, that you shouldn't darshan kefel milim. How big of a deal to make of that, I think, is a matter of controversy. So he'd say, no, it's, B'Lashon Bnei Adam, and not necessarily in terms of the work as a whole. Okay, so that's part of Mishnah, yeah.
Say that one is better than the other. He just says the two orders are different. And since the two orders are different, clearly the second time you should learn something from it. Logically, that doesn't say, you could say, they're different. Why shouldn't the first one be the proper order?
No, but it always seems strange that you'd think the second order should follow the first. You see, I added to it the first is the natural order, the historical order, right? I admit I added that. And to address your question. I'm satisfied with what I said. Okay, the Tosafim here bring up some interesting issues, a little bit technical, if you look at Tosafim Dimaskal Dichsiv, let's just maybe run through. He brings up three technical questions. The first question he brings up is that the two drushas we have so far of Gedilim in the beginning of the Mara and Chasima don't work. One bracha is that the mitzvah, the doing tzitzis overrides not wearing klayim. The other drasha is that not doing chasima overrides doing yibam. So one, the mitzvah overrides the yisr. Mitzvah tzitzis overrides yisr klayim. Second one, yisr lo sachsom overrides mitzvah yibam. So he says we're not being consistent. After all, how do we know? It's an interesting thing in smuchen. And on the smuchen, a lav and aseh. No, by the chasima and the yibam, it's not really shout a lav and aseh, but still. A thou shalt not and a thou shalt how do we know whether darshan? Don't do it even if there's a mitzvah, or do the mitzvah even if you have to do the aveira. So that's a valid question, and Tosfos gives a very logical answer, which you know is accepted by the Rishonim. He says, which actually is here is like Rashi against the Ritva. But he says basically, what do we learn from the Drasha? We learn you can't say the Drasha the Smuchin teaches us what we would have thought anyway, because then you don't need the Smuchin. Smuchin also always says they teach us the opposite of what we would have thought anyway. So if I sit and climb, we would have thought, don't do Avera, shave al tasa adif. So we would have thought, don't ever wear klayim. So it teaches us sits doche klayim by the Yavama. We would have thought, no, she has to do Yibam. And therefore, the Smuchin teaches us that no, she doesn't have to Yibam. He has to do Chalitza. Okay, second question is, picture of Yaakov d'Orleans. Okay, don't misquote me. I'm not getting into any politics here. But lichayvu nashim betzitzis. This lanim because yeshivul tovel shanis yeshivul gilam afgav v'lav hekeshu el smuchin de trei krayin whom we call makom the shinach if you come to erchin vatchilas the gomer kolchim betzitzis kohanim living in Israel masuk kohanim mitzrich leisad that we know hold the ishri gabayim climb betzitzis nami lichayvu kamashul and he the ishri binavodish lo binavodu lo ishri demashu the ishri legamri have a miftri mitzitzis after der shinach she ainable tovel shanis ain no big dealam. So he says, after all, if there's really a hekesh of tzitzit and klayim, everyone knows women can't wear shatnis, then women should have to wear tzitzit. Says, even though it's not like Zohar v'Shomer is better than smuchin. That's a hekesh. It's a funny kind of hekesh, because they're actually not anywhere near each other, but since they were nemer b'dibur echad, that's a hekesh that's better than smuchin. But he brings one proof that even a smuchin can darshan a kol sheyeshno. From the Havamina in Erechin and Menachos, that Kohanim should be Pater and Tzitzis. Right? They say, what's the Havamina Kohanim or Pater and Tzitzis? Because they're Mutter were Klayim in Bigde Kuhuna, they should be, since they're exempt from Klayim, they should be exempt from Tzitzis. And what's the Kamashwan? They don't say, Kamashwan, who cares? Kamashwan, there's no such Drasha. Say, Kamashwan, yeah, that's a good Drasha. But Kohanim aren't really exempt from Klayim. It's only the Eden Avoda. Shalom b'shas avoda, they're obligated in klayim. Likewise, they're obligated in tzitzis. So, but b'ikaron, Tosos says, we see that through smuchin you can darshan a kol she yeshno bazeh, kol she ina bazeh, ina bazeh. So Tosos says, so why don't we darshan women are chayiv in tzitzis because of the hekesh to klayim. And Tosos answers, what is Tosos' answer? So his answer is the Yeshlomar, the Hadin Ashim Turis, this is Ayim Shem Diyol, Flav Rachav Yaakov, the Mitzvah, Shizma, and Grom and Ashim Turis, the Hukshah, Kol Tor Kulut, Tfilin, Vehekish, Adif Mi, Smuchin. He says, why are women talking about in Tzitzis? Right? We all know, because it's the Mitzvah, Shizma, and Grom, right? We Paskin Tzitz, the Mitzvah, Shizma, and Grom, and that's why women are Potter. And how do we know that women are Potter of Mitzvah, Shizma, and Grom? Says by Tfilin, Laman Tia, Torah, Hashem, Beficha. Just like tefillin is mitzvah man grama, women are potter, so too all mitzvah man grama through the hekesh tefillin to Torah, all mitzvah man grama, women are potter. So basically, it's a hekesh to potter women from mitzvah man grama, and a hekesh beats a smuchin. So that's the question of right. Why are women chayim tzitzis to the smuchin? Tosus answers that the hekesh of mitzvah aseri shazman grama beats a hekesh beats a smuchin. Okay, then he goes into some what about the man de amar who says that fill-in is not mitzvah shazman grama? He says, okay, taka that man de amar would be chayiv women in tzitzis, and meila, there's another man de amar women chayiv tzitzis anyway, and they could have said this is what he held. Right, we know Rabbi Huda, I think it was, used to give his wife tzitzis. Tos Yeshanim has two other answers here. His first answer is, it's a little funny because I haven't found this in Shas, But he says, "V'od Yisrael, my kevin deikurkadim ma'atlu b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael." Right? Says that it's the drasha. Tosfos Yeshanim says, "We darshin b'nei Yisrael." Where do you say b'nei Yisrael? By tzitzis, right? Right. We all say twice a day, right? Daber b'nei Yisrael yasul ha'em tzitzis. B'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. So of course, a mafurish word in the pasuk, it's a smooch, and it said, you would think you should darshan that kol she yeshno b'klai yeshno b'tzitzis, the women of high tzitzis. It says, b'nei Yisrael, v'lo b'nos Yisrael. It's a little funny. It doesn't darshan anywhere in Shas, in the sugis of Menachos. There's a machlok tanam whether women of high tzitzis or not. It doesn't darshan anywhere, b'nei Yisrael, v'lo b'nos Yisrael. But, Tosfos Yeshanim would say, even though it doesn't say that anywhere in Shas, they assume that and they knew that in Shas anyway. And if we do have other places, we would say B'nai Yisrael Somchim Vil, B'nos Yisrael Somchim. So therefore he says, look, if in other places in Shas you darshan B'nai Yisrael V'lo B'nos Yisrael, then obviously every time it says B'nai Yisrael, you have to darshan V'lo B'nos Yisrael. So it goes without saying, it actually went without saying, that we darshan B'nai Yisrael V'asvon Tzitzis and not B'nos Yisrael V'asvon Tzitzis. Then he gives a second answer also, which is interesting. He says that... if you read just the one on the side of the page, it's not so clear that it's a different answer, but it really is. Mishmami na de ein lahakshus la dadi de lema kol sheyesh lo tovo sheyesh lo begilim chayim epcha mishum de lav bechad zim na haver tarvayu chad avisman gram avchad ein asman gram ve ein lashvosan lo bchiyum lo bivturim lo dami to kol sheyesh lo bal tocho chamis sheyesh lo koma chobat. So those are the same time. So here he gives a different answer. He says you can't darshan kol she yeshno bazeh yeshno bazeh if the two things apply in different times. He says we only darshan kol she yeshno bazeh yeshno bazeh and things at the same time, zachar and shamar, right? Since women keep shamar, women keep zachar because they both apply the same time on Shabbos, right? All Shabbos long, right? If you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you have to make it all Shabbos long. Chametz and Matzah, those both apply the same time for the whole 7 days of Pesach. But over here, where Tzitzis applies day and Klayim applies 24/7, therefore you can't make this drasha. That's the second answer of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Now, there is an obvious weakness to the second answer of the Tosfos Yeshanim, which is? No, but we don't pass that way.
If you compare Matzah only the first night, Chametz is the whole Pesach.
Okay, but that doesn't necessarily bother me because you could say that matzah is all 7 days. Everyone does say you should eat matzah for 7 days. And according to the Grutz, mitzvah kiyumis eat matzah for 7 days. Even if it's not a mitzvah kiyumis, it might be an iser aseh. And okay, we can get around that. I think that the main problem with this is that he's against the Gemara and Erechin Daf Gimel and Beis. Because what do the Gemara and Erechin say? That's what Tosfos started with, right? Tosa said, the Gemara in Erechin says, if Kohanim are Patur and Klayim, they should be Patur and Tzitzis. So obviously we are making a comparison of whoever's Chayim and Klayim is Chayim and Tzitzis and vice versa.
Understand his answer. He's not saying that that stands and the answer is that. He's saying you can't compare it because that they're Patur from Klayim is something that's only a specific time during their Avoda. So over there also it's a Lohazman Grom against Grom.
That's a good hara. That's what you were saying. You were saying that, forget about day and night. It's different times. That's a good hara, right? Like, answer. Like the answer in Erechin, what was the answer? The answer was different times, right? The Kohanim are Pater from Klein in one time, but that, therefore, you can't compare that to Tzitzis. Likewise here, if Tzitzis applies a different time to Klein, you can't compare them. It's still a little funny, because what was the hava to compare Tzitzis to Klein? If what was the hav meaning of your tzitzis to klayim? If even before you get onto one kohen or pater from klayim,
the hav meaning is you don't have this principle of who's money,
right? Okay, yeah, okay, I can handle that. The there are some other answers also. The the Tosos in Pesachim Mem Gimel and Beis, right, says someplace here to see the Tosos in the other places. The Tosim Sachem and Gimel and Beis gives a different answer. Tosos Gimel and Beis says that this kind of drasha only works miseifa l'risha. The drasha of kol sheyesh lo zeh yesh lo zeh only means whoever is in what comes second is chayiv in what comes first. It doesn't work the other way around. It doesn't work the other way around. So you can't say whoever's chayiv what comes first in the pasuk is chayiv what comes second. You can only say whoever's chayiv what comes second is chayiv in what comes first. Therefore, you can only go like back, not forwards. Therefore, you can't say if women are chayiv in klayim, they should be chayiv in tzitzis, because it works in the other direction, right? Sheishvasim tocham matzos, right, etc. Ki kolochel chametz v'nichsa. So whoever's chayiv in chametz is chayiv in matzah. And Shomer comes after Zachar. Whoever's Chayim is Chayim and Shomer is Chayim and Zachar. But you can't say whoever's Chayim and Zachar is Chayim and Shomer. And whoever's Chayim is Matzah is Chayim and Chayim. It only works going back in the Chumash, not going forward in the Chumash. There are, there is, the Ramban in Kiddushin, right, the Ran put the Ramban in Kiddushin gave a fifth answer. Where is it? Taflam and Dalet, I think. Lemon Gimel, maybe. Lemon Gimel and Base. He said, that you only darshan kol sheyeshno v'chuli when there's no other drasha. When you darshan kol sheyeshno v'shomer yeshno v'zachar, when there's no other drasha for the heck of zachar or shomer. When do you darshan kol sheyeshno v'val tov al chametz yeshno v'kumachol matzah? When there's no other drasha for a chametz and matzah. But over here, there's another drasha for tzitzit and klayim, which is asei dov lo sase, right? But here, there's already a drasha of asei dov lo sase. So he says, really, the rules of drashas are that if you have a different drush, you don't darshan kol sheyesh lo zeh yesh lo zeh. Only if there's no other option. If there's no other drush, you darshan kol sheyesh lo zeh yesh lo zeh. This still gets a little tricky in terms of the Gemara in Erechin. That's the Ramban Esanim. So what was the Havmi in Erechin to darshan that Kohanim, who are pater from Klayim, should be pater from Tzitzis? That's still a bit of a sort of Ian on the Ramban. And that's why the Ran says something. The Ran, he adds to the... He adds to the Ramban, the Ran, he explains the Gemara in Erechin and that wasn't a real drasha. It wasn't a drasha that whoever's chayiv and klayim is chayiv and tzitzis, and whoever's putter and klayim is is Pater and Tzitzis. He says, no, that's not a drasha, but rather a Gilui Milsa. He says, what's the Gilui Milsa? That since Tzitzis was said b'makom klayim, it doesn't apply to anoshim who are peturim from mitzvahs klayim. This is a little subtle, it's a little dochuk perhaps even. He says, no, they never meant to say that whoever's chayim and klayim is chayim and tzitzis, whoever's putter and klayim is putter and tzitzis. That's not what they meant to say at all. They just meant to say that once the real drasha is just that sits in mutter makom klayim, then we know that tzitzis is said to people who are chayiv and klayim. Therefore, tzitzis wasn't said to klayim, they're potter. But they were just saying whoever's potter from klayim, tzitzis wasn't said to them. There's only one way. Whoever's potter from klayim is potter from tzitzis. They never meant to say whoever's chayiv and klayim is. They never meant to say that whoever's chayiv and klayim they never meant to say that whoever's chayiv and klayim is chayiv and tzitzis, because it wasn't really a drush of kol sheyeshav zeh yeshav zeh. It was just an igloi milsa that obviously tzitzis couldn't have been talking to people who are mutter and klayim. But that doesn't mean it's talking to all the people who are usher and klayim. It does mean it must be talking to some of the people who are usher and klayim. So therefore, what the Ran is saying is that that's not... The drush and erichim and havin is not parallel to shomer v'zachar and chametz matzah. That's just nigloy milsa that tzitzit must be addressing only some people who are chayiv b'klayim. But it doesn't have to address all the people who are chayiv b'klayim. Okay, that's the way the Ran defends the Ramban. So the Maisa, we've seen different answers to this question. Those ends with one last question, which we don't have time for now, which is, why not take it the other way? Fine, you have an answer why we can't be mechayiv women in tzitzis. So now that you know women are patur from tzitzis, why not go back and say they're patur from klayim? Why can't we matur women to wear shatnez? Maybe women should be allowed to wear shatnez after all, you know? It's a lot of fancy designer clothes, which might be shatnez. And so maybe women should be mutter to wear shatnez because they're patur from tzitzis. Go the other way. Now, and that can't be true, because of Mefurshim Beitza, that there's no use for klayim, for shatnez on yontif. And that's why the whole discussion that, you know, maybe you can't carry it or send it on yontif. So if there's no use, obviously it means women also don't wear shatnez. Okay, so why don't we say that women are patur from shatnez because they're patur from tzitzis, lidi dun. We'll just pick up with that, Amir Tzashem, tomorrow, and next year, rather, and then we'll continue the Gemara.